It's the X's and O's. It's the radio shows. It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM. It's all that and more. And it's Texans Weekly, starting right now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith. Your Houston Texans have strung together two in a row and are now looking for that all-important third one. That, of course, against the Indianapolis Colts. A huge matchup for the team as they head to Indianapolis looking for their first win ever in team history there.
You know, this is just the next game, and we've really, the last two, we've treated the same way we're treating this one, you know, which is, you know, must-win games. You know, that obviously have a ton of importance. And this one has a lot of other implications surrounding it, a lot of other things. But, you know, this is a team that we played the first game. They came out and jumped on us pretty good, and we fought back. But, you know, obviously couldn't reclaim the lead there. So it's a big game for us, and they're a really good team. So it's going to take our best.
And, of course, the big news of the week, once again, Jadeveon Clowney. He officially had microfracture surgery on his knee and is likely out for the next 9 months. Let's see what some of the players, his teammates, had to say about the loss of the Texans' first-round pick.
Not the start that he or anyone really envisioned, but, like I said, he's got a lot of time on his hands, so he can really turn us around and be a great player still.
For the layman, how hard is that journey at the beginning?
It is. It's extremely hard. You know, especially in the off season when nobody's here, and it's more. I think it's more mental than anything. Just knowing how many more days and hours you have to put in very monotonous workouts and a routine that's not very fun. There'll also be a lot of pain involved, but you know, something you push through, and just know that you know every day you're one step closer.
I'm very unfortunate that injuries are always a part of the game, and in his situation, obviously he's been battling all season with a few different things, and. And obviously, you want nothing but him to be as close to 100% as possible. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to get that surgery. And so he's going to battle back and grind back. I have no doubt that he's going to be able to, you know, treat this offseason like it's his on season, be able to kind of get healthy and be back for us next season.
It's unfortunate, man. Very unfortunate, and I feel for him. You know, I have a chance to talk to him quite a bit, and I know how hard he works and how much he really wants to be great and help his team out. You know, I just told him it's part of the game, you know, and it's very unfortunate it's happened to him so early in his career. But he has a long road ahead of him, you know, and I know he'll work hard to get back.
Anytime you have a season-ending surgery, it's definitely unfortunate, you know. You know, we all wish him the best, you know, in healthy recovery period, you know, for him, you know, that's the only thing he can focus on now. For us, we have to focus on, you know, Indy. And like I said, you know, as a teammate, you know, we definitely want him to get healthy. You know, take his time and, you know, get back to 100%, you know, however long it'll take. But, you know, for us, we, you know, the next guy has to step in and play his spot, and, you know, we have to keep going.
All right, we've taken our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down with Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans, Rick Smith. Stay with us.